The new Camel at 107.9, we're Maria and Chad.
Chad, you and Steph, your wife, are having your anniversary, celebrating your anniversary this weekend.
2 days from now, August 3rd.
Do you get her a gift? That's what we're talking about.
Good morning, Amy in Santan Valley. What you got to say?
Well, me and my husband have been married for 21 years, together for 28 years, so we're high school sweethearts.
Congratulations.
Wow. Thank you. We really don't buy each other gifts anymore. We just kind of do little things for each other. Like, he washed my car, clean the pool or something, or cut the grass, or just something for him that he doesn't have to do that day.
So like acts of service, would you say?
I guess if you put it that way.
I'm not talking about in the bedroom. I'm talking about mowing the grass or cleaning the floor.
Right, exactly. Just like something like, here, you don't have to do this today.
Do you guys go out to dinner or celebrate in any way?
I really don't like going out to dinner, but I don't think we did this year. I think we just sat at the pool because our anniversary is the 17th of July, so it's kind of hot.
You said something that piqued my curiosity, Amy. You said you guys don't like to go out to dinner. Is it because you can cook better than people do at restaurants?
That, and I know where my food comes from.
Yeah.
Oh, germaphobe?
Kind of. I mean, if I want a good thing of pasta and I'm like disappointed when I go out to dinner, I'll just make it myself.
You can't blame the chef when it's you. I like it.
Exactly.
Amy, thanks for waking up with the Maria and Chad show. Thanks for taking time to call us.
Okay, just call my name.
Coming up, you can win the 8-Man Jam Say Your Name contest as we go to Phoenix and say hi to Sue Lynn. Good morning.
Good morning, Chad and Maria. How are you?
Super duper. Good morning. So what do you think? Should Chad buy his wife an anniversary gift?
How many years have you been married?
This is 17.
17.
And okay. I actually had to remind her of that. She's like, I don't know how many years. I'm like, well, it was 17 years ago. So that makes 17, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, I think getting just a small gift, it shows that you still respect her, that you still love her. It doesn't have to be like super huge. My husband and I just celebrated our 16 years in June, and we got each other new cell phones. I mean, that was a little bit of a thing. But
and you were going to do that anyway, probably, so it kind of kills two birds. I like that.
Yeah, we were ready. But even just something sweet and intimate, most women that I know, they like something simple just to say, hey, he remembered.
Well, what if, Chad, I know your wife likes to sleep in.
Yeah.
What if you got up early, went and got her, like, bagels and flowers? You know, just something that you would do anyway, maybe.
Yeah. Yes. I am totally on board with that. And, you know, my husband, he will bring me flowers. He works over the road. But when he comes home, he usually has just a sweet little surprise.
Sue Lynn, you mentioned that your lover is a over-the-road trucker. What's his handle when I look on the CB?
Big Red.
Big Red.
Oh,
Big
I
Red.
Love CBs.
What do I say? 10-4 radio check, Big Red. Are you out there? Are your ears on?
Yeah. So, you know, just simple and sweet and, you know, just never go a day without giving her a hug and telling her how much she's appreciated and how much that she's loved. And that will carry you for another 10, 15 years.
Great advice.
Never leave I love you unsaid.
Sue, you are a sweet girl. Thank you for taking time to call us. We appreciate it.
Sweethearts, you have a blessed day.
Ooh, lots of love.
Wow, you got a sweetheart out of her.
Well, she said something that said 10 or 15 years. Maybe it's her and I, Sue Lynn and I, in 10 or 15 years.
Mike, Big Red.
Good morning. Hey, Mike in Tempe, what do you want to say?
Well, you should always buy one and keep one as a backup. So if she doesn't have one, you give her one. And then just out of the clear blue, like, you know how your mother always had those birthday cards, greeting cards, and everything stashed away.
Yes.
Birthday. Yeah, so you put one in the bank. You know, you hide it somewhere in the house, but don't forget about it. And, you know, you give it to her, and you're the better person.
I like it.
Oh, my gosh. You are bringing back memories. My mom had the birthday box, and it had birthday cards and random gifts.
Like toys and stuff for kids.
Yeah.
You forget.
That's the way you do it is, like, you know, if you love your wife like you do, and, you know, just think 20 years ago, you'd have been a free man today. Anyways, you love her, you care about her, you buy her a gift, and you give it to her on your wedding anniversary or just out of the blue.
You're a good guy, Mike. Hey, thanks for the advice.
No worries.
Have a great
day. Take it easy, kid. All right, good job.
See ya.
I feel like if you don't take his advice, he's going to put a horse head in your bed.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. I'm picking up what you're laying down there, Mike. Let's head to Surprise and say good morning to Allie. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning.
So what kind of advice do you have for Chad?
Maybe it's the millennial in me, or that I've only been with my husband for 5 years. But if he doesn't give me a gift, I get mad.
Okay, so what kind of a gift? Do you remember one of your gifts that you got for our anniversary?
Honestly, I don't want like tangible or material things. I want him to give me something like that he made or that he spent time on. So I think those gifts mean more than anything that he could buy. So I don't want a gift card, but I want him to like make something. So 1 year he went to Michael's and bought like this little mailbox and painted it. And he put love letters on the side. So every so often he'll leave love letters in the mailbox. And I think that's like the sweetest thing ever. And I think you should do something sentimental.
Wow. Your husband makes every other husband in the entire world look bad.
That was a couple years ago. So he's hopefully he's listening right now. So,
Allie, I got to be honest with you. My idea of love is kind of twisted. I've been watching this Love Island TV show. And
no.
It's all these people trying to hook up, and like their idea of love is, I got a text, I get to have like a private date, you know, like I don't even know what love is anymore.
Well, first of all, you need to cancel that show and go to Bachelor in Paradise because it's so much better. But I totally get it. So
thank you so much, Allie. Thanks for taking time to call us.
Bye.